Hello, it's me, Pete Zylander. You're listening to audiointerface.org. This is Forgotten Futures. And the track you're hearing now is Play Position by Rupert Lally. Starting off the show tonight, we had Rupert Lally's Play Position. That's from his new Interzones album, which is just out in the last couple of weeks on Mortality Tables. Excellent album. Following that up, you've just heard Spectral Density by Complex. I assume it's pronounced Complex. It's written C-M-P-L-E-X. That is a Belgian producer with Senegalese roots, and he tells me he is passionate about sound design and he likes to create everything in his music from scratch. Doesn't use any third-party samples or presets, except for vocals, because he can't sing, apparently. Although I've not heard that, so, you know, often people think that they're worse than they are. Give it a go, Complex. In addition to creating all of the sounds in his tracks, he makes his own sample packs, which he puts out through his website, which is very cool. I think that is something, if you've not tried it yourself as a producer, it's really worth having a go at just making, like, get a little recorder, not the, you know, wooden flute, but like a digital recorder, or even just use your phone and just start recording things, because you will find it opens up a new world of sonic possibilities and unexpected acoustic avenues if you do. Anyway, shout out to, I can't believe I just said shout out. I promised myself I'd never do that. Thank you very much to Osaurus for introducing me to Complex. Osaurus is a producer himself, but he is also the host of a new show that we're going to have starting on Audio Interface in the new year. That show is called The Abyssal Zone, and it's going to be full of, things a bit like what you've just heard, to be honest, because I found Complex because Osaurus has included a different track of his in the first episode of The Abyssal Zone. And as I was listening to it, I thought, I must find out more about this Complex. And I found that one. I was like, yep, I'm having that. So, yes, The Abyssal Zone, that's something to look forward to. We will have more information on that shortly as to when it's going to be on, etc. But it's coming and it's going to be good. Now then, it's time for that that feature that I do, Release of the Week. Now, as you'll know, I've been meaning to create a jingle for that for the past few weeks, but I've not quite got to it yet. So,
Release of the Week.
Yeah. This week's Release of the Week is an album called, and stick with me on this, Authentic Country Music. Now, when this first cropped up on my radar with a name like Authentic Country Music and the cover of the album, which does appear to be a country music album, I almost passed it by. And let me tell you, I'm very, very glad that I didn't, because I think having listened now to the album in full, there's a sense of humour that comes through in this music that, which I don't want you to think that means it's kind of comedy music, because it's anything but. It's high quality stuff, but there's a sort of underlying humour through the album, which reminds me of artists like Mr. Scruff, you know, like back when music was fun. And it comes through in different ways, so I'm going to play you a track now and then another one later on, but this one just blew me away. This is, I've not told you the artist's name, it's Megadeth, and the track is called Chief of the Dead.
Cassie sat behind the wheel of her Camaro, her engine idling as she stared at the road ahead. Her heart pounded, but her hands were steady. She had raced her whole life, faced death more times than she could count. But this was different. The bridge wasn't just a challenge. It was a dare.
This is suicide!
Ryder's voice crackled over the radio. Cassie smirked, her foot tapping the gas pedal.
Only if you don't know what you're doing.
Wolf's voice followed, calm and cold.
It's not just the bridge, it's the road beyond it. Stay sharp.
Cassie rolled her shoulders, her focus narrowing to the path ahead.
I'll take point.
She shifted into gear, the Camaro rumbling as it crept forward.
You've just heard an excerpt from a book. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I was sent it recently as a submission. Now, that might seem strange, but there was an album that accompanied it. Now, I've heard artists say on a number of occasions that they kind of create a story in their mind when they're making some music, and they use that as a sort of guidance for creating the tracks of an album. This is the first time I've actually been sent an entire novel, which has, I don't know which came first, whether it was the album or the book. In either case, though, if you get the following album, which is called Thunder Road by Jesse Mack, you will get an ebook from it, with it. Every chapter is titled the same as each track in the album. And I think that's quite incredible. I should just say that I am available for audiobook narration, if that's something you want. It's not happened yet, but you know, fingers crossed. Anyway, I best play the music. So the section I've just read you was from chapter something or other, the title of which is Cassie's Razor Rush, and I'm now going to play you the track that goes with that book. I mean chapter, here we go. That was Impatient by Le Meurt d'Abby, who is a professional problem solver in the cyberverse. Don't know if that means they work in IT. Might do, might not. Anyway, they make synth-centric, heavily percussed, melodic techno and EDM. And it says here they write fiction. Everyone this week's writing fiction. Is this something that people have started doing, like writing fiction alongside their music? I'm quite taken with the idea. I want to have a go. Anyway, that track, Impatient, was taken from a release compilation just out this week on Triplicate Records called Selections for Elevated Serotonin Levels. And it's available, name your price. That track, as with everything else, as always, is listed on the show notes on the website. So you can go there, click the links, follow them through, and... I keep using cliches in my brain. I'm trying to stop myself. I almost said fill your boots, which I know I have said now. I don't even really know what that means. In any case, have fun. Next up, we've got a track by an artist called So Ing Machine. And I've said it like that because they specifically asked me to. They literally sent me a pronunciation guide which said upward inflection on so, with amused, disbelieving, dismissive tone, flat delivery of Ing Machine with as little delay as possible. So hopefully I've done that justice. The track itself that I'm going to play for you now is called Go Outside and Breathe the Fumes. They tell me that this is one that they hope will find the right pair of ears. They keep hoping it'll find the right pair of ears, but it's kind of repetitive and kind of long. And who has patience in this TikTok universe of ours? Well, I guess I do, because I listened to it and I quite liked it. So I'm going to play it for you now. This is Go Outside and Breathe the Fumes by So Ing Machine. That was nice. That was Mystic Woods by The Larch Mage. That's calmed me down a bit. I do feel like I've been speaking rather quickly this evening. I don't know if you've perceived that. I don't know if that's just because I'm cold or just excited about the music. Maybe both. Anyway, that was Mystic Woods by The Larch Mage, who's a Philadelphia-based modular synthesizer composer making experimental dark ambient and cybium Sibient, long-form electronic music. They sent me their music, and you can too. It's a good idea. It certainly helps me out, and I quite like playing it. So if you would like to send me your music, as the Larch Mage did, and several others this evening, you can do that by going to audiointerface.org, and then right up there at the top, there's a little link that says Submit Music. Click on that and do all the things it says, which isn't much. It's mainly just send me the music and tell me about it. And I listen to everything, and then, you know, I like playing it in the shows. So what have we got next? Oh yes, continuing the fairly calm vibes, albeit with slightly more of a beat, we're going to have the second single from Leto's forthcoming album, which is going to be out early next year on Bathurst. It's called Sisu. This track is called Fervor. Leto with Fervor there. Can't wait to hear that album. I think it's going to be a good one. Really like the sort of 90s bass line. It's kind of reminds me of like house music from the 90s, but you know, different vibe from that, but all good. Now we are going to return to Megadeth for the second track of this week's
Release of the Week.
This one is called Outspaced, and before I play you this, I mean, if you think back to the previous one I played you, Chief of the Dead, I think there were kind of elements of Boards of Canary sort of stuff in there, but then it went somewhere else. This one I'm going to play you is quite different again, and there are so many different styles on this album, which I'll remind you is called Authentic Country Music, which it very much isn't. Thankfully, but yeah, it kind of goes all over the place, but in a way that works. Whiny and repetitive, blander than cream-coloured wallpaper, and please make it stop, are apparently some of the things that have been used to describe Megadeth's music in the past. I can only assume that those people were. I don't like using the word idiots. Maybe he's just got a lot better since then. But this is very good, and it's called Outspaced. Listen to that album. Trust me on this. Go and listen to that album. Authentic Country Music by Megadeth. Right, we've reached the end of the show again, nearly. I'm going to play you one more. Thanks very much for listening. Sorry about anything and everything that I've said, including but not limited to my reading of Jesse Mack's work, the excerpt from Thunder Road I read earlier. Only half kidding about the audiobook narration. I mean, you know, I'll give anything a go. But for now, I've got one more to leave you with. This is from earlier in the year. This is Broken Glass, the AG and GJ. Too many initials. Broken Glass, the AJ and JG Marbles edit by Sick Robot. This is on Dragon Tracks, and it's great.